Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 9, the stanzas 1 and 3. O Jehovah, hear my words, to my thoughts attentive be. Hear my cry, my King, my God, I will make my prayer to thee. And what follows, Psalter 9, the stanzas 1 and 3.
Thank you.
portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together. It can be found in Micah 3, beginning with the 8th verse through the end of Micah 4. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Micah 3, beginning with the 8th verse, through the end of Micah 4. But truly, I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord, and of judgment and of might, to declare unto Jacob his transgression, and to Israel his sin. Hear this, I pray you, ye heads of the house of Jacob, and the princes of the house of Israel, that abhor judgment and pervert all equity, They build up Zion with blood, and Jerusalem with iniquity. The heads thereof judge for reward, and the priests thereof teach for hire, and the prophets thereof divine for money. Yet will they lean upon the Lord and say, Is not the Lord among us? And none evil can come upon us. Therefore shall Zion for your sake be plowed as a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountain of the house as the high places of the forest. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. A nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, and neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken it. For all people will walk every one in the name of his God, and we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. In that day, saith the Lord, will I assemble her that halteth, and I will gather her that is driven out, and her that I have afflicted, and I will make her that halted a remnant, and her that was cast far off a strong nation, and the Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion from henceforth even forever. And thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee shall it come, even the first dominion, the kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem. And now why dost thou cry out aloud? Is there no king in thee? Is thy counselor perished? For pangs have taken thee as a woman in travail. Be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, alike a woman in travail. For now shalt thou go forth out of the city, and thou shalt dwell in the field, and thou shalt go even to Babylon. There shalt thou be delivered. There the Lord shall redeem thee from the hand of thine enemies. And now also many nations are gathered against thee that say, Let her be defiled, and let our eye look upon Zion. But they know not the thoughts of the Lord, neither understand they his counsel, for he shall gather them as the sheaves into the floor. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, For I will make thine horn iron, and I will make thy hoofs brass, and thou shalt beat in pieces many people, and I will consecrate their gain unto the Lord, and their substance unto the Lord of the whole earth. We hope to remember in prayer Miss Miranda Vandenberg, who has come home from the hospital, and Mr. and Mrs. Bell and Angelina Van Waverwijk, who hope to commemorate their 60th wedding anniversary in the day of tomorrow. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, thou who art so great, incomprehensible, almighty, wise, good-doing, and long-suffering, then it is so needful when by renewal we may have the opportunity and the privilege on another Lord's Day, the third last Lord's Day of this year that has already run far its course, and that we may have profound impressions when we come up to thy house of worship, who we are called to worship, and that even with our mind, that we may have deep impressions, and that we are but poor and guilty sinners, and then to meet and appear before such a great God, Lord, grant impressions thereof, that we truly may become small, but not only impressions in the mind, but profound impressions of the heart, who thou art, and also who we are, and how good and long-suffering thou hast been over us for another week, where thou wast not taken one away by the cold hand of death, but where we may still be in the precious day of grace in the land of the living. Our Lord, when we come up to thy house, wilt thou grant by the first time and by renewal that we may be ashamed of our sins, but also burdened with our debt, and that there have come up a people with a cry and a sigh, for tokens of thy favor and of thy loving kindness. Lord, it is thy work to grant an advent people. It is the work of thy Spirit, and that by the first time, but also in the further exercises. Be then a surprising God, that it may be amongst us, as it was in the New Testament church. There was that old Zacharias and Elizabeth, walking blameless before thee, but still so barren and so childless. There was a young Joseph and a Mary, walking in the tender fear of the Lord, and to receive a special visit and instruction from thee concerning thy dear son, Simeon, with an unfulfilled promise, and that old Anna that was in the temple day and night with fastings and prayer. There were those shepherds in that dark night, but, Lord, thou hast not forgotten them, and so thou shalt not also forget thy church, thou shalt never forsake them, But now thou granteth by thy Spirit, thou maketh room for thy blessings and for thy Son, and may it please thee to that end to richly bless thy word in this morning hour. And, Lord, do convert the unconverted, that on this Lord's day, that sons and daughters may be born in Zion, that thy kingdom may be increased and expanded, and the kingdom of Satan diminished. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Ah, the Old Testament churches cried out, oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow away at thy presence. Oh, it is declared not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. O Lord, there is still a church to be gathered, therefore the world may still be. To that end the sun may arise in this morning, and then thou yet makest a difference with us and our children, with so many upon the earth, where we may still have the truth, where it may be told how thou convertst thy people. And Lord, that surely is for a purpose, and may that purpose be realized in this day. May there so be a large increase over the length and the breadth of the earth. O, we commend unto thee the many temporal needs amongst us and our children. Remember those that are sick, that could not come up to thy house. May they receive a blessing in their dwelling. And then the handicapped daughter may return to her dwelling by renewal. But, Lord, thou knowest that many concerns remain. Wilt thou remember, wilt thou help, wilt thou encourage, and wilt thou bless. But above all, where thou continuest to knock on the door of her young heart, that the callings may be sanctified. Oh, do remember and continue to uphold the family circle, where there are times that they are overwhelmed. May they be given to tell thee all. Wilt thou so remember all the sick and afflicted that are under the physician's care in special ways, those undergoing treatments. Ah, Lord, thou needest to give the blessing, grant a special place at thy footstool. Wilt thou remember the crosses, the burdens, those that struggle with difficulties and weakness of the mind. Oh, do remember all the mourning ones in our midst. Ah, Lord, there are so many. Continue to remember. May all the solemn callings, may they be used in thy hand for the extension of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. We commend unto thee prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Lord, we remember our branch in this day, with the leaders, the readers. Wilt thou grant thy gracious help, and do grant thy indispensable blessing upon the hearts of young and old. Wilt thou also help us in this morning, who is sufficient unto these things. But, Lord, it is written in thy word that by the foolishness of preaching that sinners may be saved. To that end grant the words, the liberty and the joy, that we may be given to exalt thee to the highest and abase man to the lowest. Oh, free and sovereign grace, that is the only hope of us and our children, the work of a triune God, the work of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, dwell so richly amongst us. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 188, the four stanzas. Make haste, O my God, to deliver, I pray. O Lord, to my rescue, make haste. Let those who would harm me be filled with dismay and in their own folly disgraced. And what follows, Psalter 188, the four stanzas. Thank you. In this morning hour, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Micah 4 and thereof the 9th verse. And now, why dost thou cry out aloud? Is there no king in thee? Is thy counselor perished? For pangs have taken thee as a woman in travail. Our text words speak of Micah's advent message to the daughters of Jerusalem, with three thoughts in the first place: the loud cry of the daughters. Secondly, the examining questions to the daughters. And in the third place, the described labor of the daughters. Micah's advent message to the daughters of Jerusalem. The loud cry of the daughters. The examining questions to the daughters. And in the third place, the described labor of the daughters. Beloved congregation, our text words have been taken out of the prophet Micah. And Micah means, who is as Jehovah? And when the Lord works by His Spirit in the heart of sinners, and then we learn something of that name of Micah, who is as Jehovah, as God, so majestic, as so high and lifted up, so righteous, and so good doing, and in that context, to be given to see what a vile sinner I am. And when we may be given by the grace of God, by the Spirit, to learn something of who was like Jehovah, then an Advent people is born, because then that people experience that they cannot appear before such a great God with their sins and with their debt. The prophet Micah, we read it at the beginning in chapter 1, that he prophesied in the time of King Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. King Jotham began to reign in the year 756 B.C. And King Hezekiah died in the year 697. Thus then it is possible, it is not written, that the maximum time that the prophet Micah has prophesied was 59 years in the middle of the reign of King Ahaz. That was 16 years. And then it is clear in this prophecy that Micah has prophesied both to the two tribes of Judah and Benjamin, but also to the 10 tribes in chapter 6 we read of Samaria. And Samaria and the 10 tribes, they were taken into captivity by the Assyrians in the year 722 B.C. And then the prophet Micah, then he was given to bring the message the same time as the prophet Isaiah, Hosea, and Amos. He was given to bring the message of judgment, but also of salvation. And now our first cry Our first point, the loud cry of the daughters, because we read in our text, "Now why dost thou cry out aloud?" And then at the end of verse 8, then the daughters of Jerusalem are addressed. We read in this chapter of the daughters of Jerusalem, the daughters of Zion, who are they? Many times the description of the children of Israel. Other times, then it refers especially to a remnant that also in the time of Micah, oh, young and old, the Lord shall also always have a remnant according to his free and sovereign election that shall continue till the end of time. And then we do well when we come up to God's house of worship that we are given to examine our hearts, whether we belong to that remnant, whether the Lord has begun that good work in our hearts. And then the cry of the daughter, oh, the cry as we read in our text, that shall not be a strange matter. When we consider the daughters of Jerusalem, think of the book of the Song of Solomon, then the daughters of Jerusalem, they refer more to the concerned church, to that seeking church, in a difference to the bride that has been united to the bridegroom. And now we read a profound question in our text. Now why dost thou cry out aloud? And there is much crying upon the earth. Little baby boys and girls, when they are born, then they are born crying, so they come upon the earth, and as a consequence of sin, then there is much crying upon the earth. Job 14, verse 1, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. And when there are those times in our family circles, when there are not so many difficulties and so many troubles, may we be given to pause concerning the Lord's goodness, and that we may be given to humbly ask the Lord that his goodness may be used for our conversion. And when we think of crying, when we think of former days, when there was hardly no pain medication, then there was much more crying, boys and girls, when you were sick. Then your mother, she gives you some pain reliever, that the pain is more bearable, but in former days, there was not much pain relieving. Oh, what a suffering and what a crying in that respect. We have many blessings with the increase of knowledge in the medical field. But now, our text words speak of another crying. Does not necessarily exclude the outward circumstances, but now the question to the daughter of Jerusalem. They have learned to cry for other reasons, and that is because of their sin and of their separation, the hiding of the Lord's face in the context of the prophet Micah. Then it is a prophecy concerning the judgments of the Lord that would come because of the sin of the nation. We have heard it out of chapter 3, Verse 8, for truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord and of judgment and of might to declare unto Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. Then Micah was given to declare to that people their sin and transgression, that they would be uncovered, and that they would learn and begin to cry unto the Lord for deliverance and for favor. Thus before our text in Micah, he was given to speak of rich Advent promises for the church in the context then it first concerns the approaching judgments, and there was a remnant that believed the prophet. Also many false prophets in Judah and in Israel. Ezekiel chapter 13 verse 18, he has spoken of women that sewed pillows and put them under all armholes. False prophets that have spoken peace, peace, while there was no repentance. And where the false prophets told the people that it was not so bad, that the judgments would not come, that the Lord would not allow. Jeremiah 7, verse 4, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. But the prophet Micah and all the prophets, they have declared unto the people that holy God, who is like unto Jehovah, so holy and so just. And when there is no returning, that the Lord shall punish sin. William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, and we do not agree with all his theology and methods, but in 1865, he has spoken of a time that would come in the next century that there would be religion without the work of the Holy Spirit. And in the second place, salvation without regeneration. Has spoken there would come a time of Christianity, of forgiveness without Christ. He has said there would come a time that there would be spoken of heaven without hell, and that there would come a time that there would be politics without God. But now the daughter of Jerusalem, then she is addressed in a special way. And it is evident when the prophet has addressed that daughter that she was a crying daughter, because we read, now why dost thou cry out aloud? Thus that daughter of Jerusalem, she was in great distress. She had a particular need. We would visit that daughter and say, daughter, tell us now, why are there so many tears? Because those true daughters, Psalm 56, verse 8, thou tellest my wanderings, put thy tears in thy bottle, are they not in thy book? And in Revelations 21, verse 4, for the church of Jesus Christ There it is specifically mentioned that their tears shall be wiped away and that there shall be no sorrow and no crying. But now in our text, we have a daughter that is crying very bitterly, very loud, because there is a special need. And then that daughter that is described in this chapter very specifically. And then we read in the first place, in verse 6, because we have heard it in chapter 4, an Advent promise. And we have said in the context, let us make that clear, in the first place, concerning the approaching judgments, because that people refused to return unto the Lord. It was a promise for the time when Nebuchadnezzar would come with his army and surround Jerusalem, when there would be great distress, famine and hunger, but also a promise for those daughters, for that remnant. They would be taken to Babylon. We have heard it out of this chapter. And then the rich promises for that remnant that could not find their life in Babylon, and that have learned to cry, work of the Holy Spirit, given to experience their deep need, and given to cry unto the Lord. Oh, there would be a time that by the streams of Babylon, that it would come so low and so distressful. And when the enemy would ask to sing one of Zion's songs, that they have hung their harps on the willow, afraid that those harps would never come off. But the prophet Micah says, no, the Lord still has a special favor for his people, for his church, for his Zion. And now for those daughters of Jerusalem. Then in the first place, how they can be tossed to and fro. Because concerning being a daughter, we cannot go on a maybe congregation. Because when we make a mistake concerning the salvation of our soul, then it is an eternal mistake. And now the heart of that daughter in the verses before our text, that is somewhat described and declared. And then we read in verse 6, and in that day saith the Lord, will I assemble her that halteth. And then the prophet is not given to speak of a people as in the reign of King Ahab. In 1 Kings 18 verse 21, a people halting upon two opinions. Oh no. Those daughters have made that good choice of a Ruth. And they have set their face Zionwards. But when it all goes so different than they expect. So it was for those daughters, the time of Micah and the time afterwards. And then those daughters, they can halt on the one hand between hope and on the other hand fear. It's both necessary. Their fear keeps them from presumption to building upon sandy foundations. And their hope, that keeps her from despair and too much discouragement, that they may continue to cry, are there souls that understand it? Halting, do we not read in Isaiah 54, verse 11, of a people afflicted, tossed with comfort, afflicted, tossed with tempest, not comforted? And then further, and I will gather her that is driven out. All driven out by the law, by justice, and that would literally take place when the children of Judah would be taken into captivity, into Babylon, and further, and her that I have afflicted. Ah, the Lord afflicts those daughters, the trial of their faith, that in that way the Lord may teach them special lessons and reveal unto them whom the Lord is, where he may be given to glorify his attributes. And then in verse 7, we even read of a people and her that was cast far off, that the children of Israel, of Judah, would experience in that far away Babylon. Do we not read in Isaiah 45, verse 22, look unto me, all the ends of the earth, and be ye saved, for I am God, and there is no other Savior. Thus that is now the condition of the children of those daughters of Jerusalem. And now the Lord, through his prophet, then he has a special question unto those daughters of Jerusalem. Now, why dost thou cry out aloud? Does the Lord not know of those daughters? When those daughters may be given to believe it, the Lord knows of them, tokens of his favor. Then they are so glad and so happy. When the Lord asked that question, does the Lord not know? Psalm 139, thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising, my thoughts afar off. Why does the Lord ask? Then he gives opportunity for those daughters that they may unburden their heart. Jesus, different times with this church, the questions he has asked, given them opportunity. Oh, think of Mary Magdalene at the empty tomb. Why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? Why dost thou cry, O daughter of Jerusalem? The Song of Solomon, 2 verse 14. O my dove that art in the cleft of the rock, let me in the secret places of the stairs, let me hear thy voice and see thy countenance, for thy countenance is comely and thy voice is sweet. Now why dost thou cry aloud? Our second thought, the examining questions to the daughters. Because sometimes it takes a little more prying. Those daughters are so timid. Sometimes only a flood of tears. And they are so quiet. But now the prophet, in the name of the Lord, then he searches out the heart of those daughters a little more. And then he asks those daughters to examining questions. And those questions are, in the first place, is there no king in thee? And the second question, is thy counselor perished? Thus the first question, is there no king in thee? Oh, those daughters can tell us by the work of the Spirit that everything has become different and that they have chosen for the Lord as their king, that they have made that good choice of a Ruth in chapter 1, verse 16, and that they have experienced much of the power and of the works of the king, that oftentimes they were given to rejoice that the king has answered their prayers. Oh, they have experienced there is nothing upon the earth as the service of the Lord of the king. But now the prophet is given to us, those daughters. And boys and girls, you must not misunderstand it. Must not think that those daughters always cry. Oh no. There are times when they may be given to sing. But now it is the work of the king to each time bring them in a special need, that he may give them a further leading and a greater blessing. And now in the time of the prophet Micah, the time of approaching judgments, and when Nebuchadnezzar would come with his army, and even more so when the captives would be taken into Babylon, then those daughters, oh, it is still a blessing, can also be those times when it becomes so still, so silent, no tears, all still form and duty, but not a cry out of the heart. But now it is clear that for the daughter, that there is a great need, and that the Lord asks an shaming question, O daughter, is there no king in thee? Canst thou deny what the Lord has done? His wonderful works. And that they cannot deny. Zechariah 4 verse 10. Despise not the day of small things. Thus that they cannot deny. Thus daughter, why dost thou cry aloud? Is there no king in thee? And is that king? Is he not the same yesterday and today and forever, as we read in Hebrews 13 verse 8? Ah, the daughter can know it so well with her mind. But is there no king with thee? Oh, when we consider that spiritual warfare, when that old man may be subdued, a little under, not so brave and not so bold, but now when that old man becomes lively, concerning sins which they thought they had buried, defeated, that they were victor, and now those sins arise with great power, is there no king in thee? Oh, concerning that kingship, concerning the assaults of the prince of darkness and their unbelief, this daughter, dost thou really have reasons to cry so aloud? Is there no king in thee? Has the Lord not upheld tell this very moment times that you thought it was all finished and coming to an end. You may still be privileged to be a beggar at the throne of grace. Is there no king in thee? According to the Hebrew, can also be translated among thee. And that can be the question of those daughters also in Providence. Oh, when Nebuchadnezzar has come with his army and surrounded Jerusalem, then those mockers said, where is now the Lord? Is he not able to deliver? And in Babylon, it's true, that remnant, because the Lord is not a land of outer darkness for his people. And although no special further leadings that is necessary, child of God, because Advent, that does not only speak about those seeking daughters of Jerusalem, but also concerning the further leadings, new light in the manger, concerning the meritorial work of Jesus Christ. But is there no king among thee? When the Lord holds those mysterious and unfathomable way where it seems that there is no deliverance, is there no king in thee? Is there no king among thee? And then the question, who was our king? Who was our king? That's a crucial question. Have we now been brought under the banner of King Emmanuel? That is a great work and that is a great wonder. The work of regeneration. When that takes place, then the Spirit, he puts that love in our heart for the Lord, and everything that pertains to the Lord shall be seen, cannot be hidden. And then we learn the condition of the daughters of Jerusalem, afflicted, cast off. Oh, that halting, but still crying, daughters of Jerusalem. That is the first question. Is there no king in thee? Is there no king among thee? And all my unconverted fellow travelers, that king, he still invites and he calls and he tells us that there is still room for us and our children. Oh, then how necessary to ask, to learn, that we may become a crying daughter. Maybe children, you say, but I do not like crying. That crying, when you may experience that, that is such a sweet and such a good crying. To come before the King, to honor and glorify him, come with our burdens, come with our sin, and come with our debt. Is there no king in thee, among thee? Then the answer for Advent. Already in chapter 5. Because chapter 4, that is a preparation in the furtherance of this prophet, speaks of glorious things. Verse 2. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth, unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. There we have the answer for the daughter. Is there no king in thee among thee? O daughter, he is coming. He is on the way. Oh, then think of Isaiah 9 verse 6, where the prophet Isaiah has prophesied, for unto us a son is given, a child is born, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and one of his names, he shall be called the Prince of Peace. Oh, that is the cry for the living daughters of Jerusalem. They need to come, they need to be reconciled. They need that Prince of Peace who has satisfied justice. But now another question for those daughters. Is thy counselor perished? Counsel, that speaks of advice, instruction, and teaching. And those daughters, they have received the counselor, the Spirit through his word. For those daughters of Jerusalem, the word, the words of the prophet Micah, there can be times that they hang on the lips of the prophet. And how profitable it has been. Oh, when they have heard of that counsel, and in Proverbs 8, then Christ, he is called wisdom himself. When they have heard the ways of the Lord, they were given to rejoice with joy unspeakable. Oh, the way of Ruth on the fields of Boaz, when she may glean, and when she may return to her mother-in-law, was such a large amount, it is true, it needed to be threshed. It was not all gold that glittered. Oh, the daughters of Jerusalem, they need that spirit of discernment. But in those days, oh, then they received a counselor that was the word of the living God. They were given to rejoice. But now for the crying daughters, is thy counselor perished? Thus that means that it has become quieter, has become still. And then what a blessing it was for those daughters. Because, oh, child of God, how often it can become so still and so quiet. The Lord speaking, how long ago has it been? But that also at the throne of grace, that crying can become so quiet, that's still a blessing for that daughter. With her need, with her perplexities, that she was still vehemently given to cry aloud. And now the prophet, in the name of the Lord, he addresses those daughters so personally and so tenderly. Is thy counselor perished? Has thy counselor changed? Has the word of God changed? Oh, then maybe such a daughter will say, if I deceive not my soul, times that the Lord has spoken and applied, encouraged, I was given to rejoice. But now, when I open my Bible to the same page and the same text, it's true, the text does not change, it's exactly the same. But it is not the same. hour teaches us how dependent that those daughters are. Is thy counselor perished? Have the promises changed? Because before our text, the first verses of this chapter, special, remarkable promises for the remnant, for the church of Jesus Christ, for the times to come, also after captivity. But especially it concerns the time that the promised Messiah would come. Is thy counselor perished? Then maybe the daughter will tell us former times. Such clear direction concerning the promised Messiah. Deathbed of Jacob, Judah, thou art it, whom thy brethren shall change. O Deuteronomy 33, verse 7, this is the blessing of Judah. Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah. But now it seems that the Lord no longer hears. Oh, we have heard it out of the book of Judges, that Judah was the first that went to conquer the children of Israel. But now with the approaching judgments, also Judah, it has become so quiet. Is thy counselor perished? Who was our counselor? Two important points in our life. The King in us, amongst us, whom do we serve, obey, gives us the most joy. And who is our counselor? And there are many false counselors. In the way of religion, but also concerning this world. Oh, when we think of social media, we have heard it from the book of Judges, that those giants, that they had to be expelled, the Canaanites, may we be given to do what our hand finds to do. But now the daughters of Jerusalem, a question that they may be given to reflect of the past and to examine the present concerning their counselor, concerning the speaking of the Lord, and then concerning that question to the daughters. Oh, an Advent question, because we have mentioned Isaiah 9, verse 6, there the prophet Isaiah was given to give an answer to those questions concerning King. Isaiah 9, verse 6, the Prince of Peace, but more names. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Let us first sing. Psalter 440, the stanzas 2 and 4. Will the Lord cast off forever ties of covenant friendship sever? Will he show his face no more as he did in days of yore? And what follows? 440, 2 and 4. Micah's Advent message to the daughters of Jerusalem. The loud cry, the examining questions, and now thirdly, the described labor of the daughters. For pangs have taken thee as a woman in travail. That speaks of the further leadings. And that those daughters could not and may not continue to live off their experiences and their encouragements and their crying, but that that child, the Lord Jesus Christ, needs to be revealed and applied. And now those daughters with this crying, they have come to that crossroad of a holy necessity, a holy impossibility. But then those pangs have come upon them, and they could not be put off. A mother that is expecting when those labors come, then she cannot say and think, I shall wait till my husband is home a better time. No. And now that is what the prophet Micah has spoken about, a special deliverance for those daughters of Jerusalem. Paul has written in Galatians 4 verse 19, my little children of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. And now those daughters, when they may experience to receive a child, and when those daughters may hold and embrace that child by an arm of faith, then those daughters shall be enabled to tell and explain that they have experienced much in the way of expecting, but also of those pangs that the child was brought forth. If a natural mother would embrace a child and she could not explain it, then there would be many questions. And so it is also in spiritual life that those daughters of Jerusalem, that they shall be enabled to tell of what it is to expect and to bring forth. This true with Mary was different. Nevertheless, many similarities. When the Holy Ghost has come upon her, and she was given to conceive and expect the child Jesus, then much is transpired all that way from Nazareth to Bethlehem before the child was born. And now in our text, two questions to uncover to grant those daughters opportunity to unburden their heart to tell what they have experienced, but also there is spoken of those further exercises that for those daughters there needed to be a solution. That is the Advent cry of those daughters, and that those pangs would come upon them as a woman in travail. Oh, those daughters of Jerusalem, if we have met them after they have returned from captivity, and say, daughters, And tell us now what, how all it has went. And then that Zion. And then they could tell us much. Oh, concerning the punishment of the Lord. And that on account of the sins of the nation, that the Lord has used Nebuchadnezzar as a servant to bring them into Babylon. And then those daughters could tell that their cry even became louder. Oh, we read in Psalm 137 that they have wept by the streams of Babylon. Then those daughters could tell us the place. When they have heard the messenger come and tell, say, O daughter, King Cyrus has made a proclamation that you may and you must return to the promised land, and that the temple, the house of the Lord, must be rebuilt and many supplies given. Oh, then surely for those that love the walls of Zion well, then they could remember where they were in the kitchen or in the field where that message has come. They could tell us how they have come through the wilderness, how they have arrived at the promised land. Thus the advent for the daughters of Jerusalem. Then our text speaks of the further leadings in the life of the child of God, that Christ may be revealed, but also be applied to the hearts of the daughters of Jerusalem. When we think of our text, then we have the threefold office of Christ in our text. Is there no king among thee, no king in thee? Speaks of the kingship of Christ. No counselor. The prophetical office, all those daughters they love as a Mary to sit at the feet of Jesus. But now our third point, that speaks of deliverance, that speaks to the priestly office of the Lord Jesus Christ, the true daughters of Jerusalem. Isaiah has also spoken of another people in chapter 26, verse 18. We have been with child. We have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth. And now concerning, for pains have taken thee as a woman in travail, then it is further explained in the prophecy of Micah in chapter 6, as it were they were arrayed before the Lord in a courtroom, O my people, what have I done unto thee? And wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me. And then chapter 7, those pangs for a woman many times in earlier days was the death of the wife with childbearing. Christ has spoken of losing our life that we may gain it. But now concerning those pains, then we read further of those daughters of Jerusalem. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. and that is a righteousness merited by the promised Messiah. And then for those daughters of Jerusalem, oh, the Advent answer for those true daughters of Jerusalem who could not save themselves, not by their works, by their repentance, by their experience. Then the prophecy is given to end. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which thou wast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of the cry of the daughters of Jerusalem, and where it is missing, where there is no living cry concerning our sins, concerning thee, concerning thy attributes, justice and mercy, concerning thy honor, Lord. May thy word be used, that crying daughters may be born in this day. And Lord, thou knowest where thy church is encamped, their condition. Thou knowest their crying, perhaps souls in our midst that have sent a sigh unto thee, Lord. Wilt thou grant such a living and earnest cry in this very day, a token that thou knowest of me, concern the king, the counselor, but all wilt thou grant in this Advent season what we have heard of those daughters, that pains would come upon them as a woman in travail, concerns the saving knowledge of thy dear Son and the further leadings, Lord. Do it in this season, that thou may gladden as a Simeon of old, to be given to embrace the Christ child. Now, Lord, lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. Wilt thou graciously watch over us in this day? Help fathers and mothers to speak with their children concerning the things of the Lord. Bless the confession of faith class. Return us in this evening our pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 415, stanza 9. Oh, consider my affliction, all my travail, Lord, behold. Grant me full and free remission of my trespasses untold. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. There will be baptism registration this Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. There will be a male members meeting on Thursday, December 18 at 7:30 p.m. for the purpose of electing office bearers and other business. The consistory has nominated the following for elder: Mr. Henry de Kock, John Liefting, Case Oscom, and Jan Verdine. For deacon: Mr. Peter Grisnick, Jerry Kluck, Jesse Vandenberg, and Vincent Van Ray. for trustee for the Bethesda Care Home Board, Mr. Brian DeCock, Casey Niels, Ed Niels, and Justin Vanderwall. For trustee for the Independent Living Homes, Mr. Harvey DeCock and Jordan Hills. A list of the names in the Paul magazine are at the exit. Psalter 415, stanza 9. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.